Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're in John chapter 13, and the events and scenes and conversations we're going to study take place in the same week as the Feast of the Passover, but not before the actual slaying of the Passover lamb. You'll remember that the Feast of the Passover is pretty significant in the Gospel of John. John the Baptist, at the beginning of the Gospel, announces that Jesus is the Lamb of God who will take away the sin of the world. The Gospel is built on three different Passover feasts where Jesus delivers some of his most important teachings and truths. And on this Passover, Jesus will be lifted up and slaughtered himself, truly becoming the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. But as we read this verse of Scripture, it appears that John wants us to learn what Jesus knew. Jesus knew that his hour had come, his hour of betrayal, his hour of crucifixion, his hour of burial, and his hour of ascension and returning to be in the presence and glory of his Father. All of those things were on the mind of Jesus. That's certainly enough to keep you awake at night and myself. Those things were just a couple of days away. And we know how distracted we can get when we have a big test to take or a vacation that's just a few days away. We can tend to focus only on ourselves or those upcoming events. But John tells us that even though Jesus knew it was time for those things to take place, he focused on his disciples. He wanted them to know the immensity of his love for them and how much this should intensify our own love for Jesus. And John gives us this funny phrase, having loved his own, he loved them to the end. Well, what is John doing here? What does the Holy Spirit want us to know about Jesus' love for the disciples and for us? Well, first, he makes us think back to the past, having loved his own. Jesus has previously loved his disciples. His love for them has been shown in the past. He had called them to follow him. He had slept out under the stars with them. He has fished with them, taught them, and he's been by their side for the last 3 years. His love for us has been shown in the past. He's created us. He's given us a heart of worship. God the Father has called us. Having no righteousness of our own, he has called us unto himself to follow his Son. Jesus has been with us every step of our salvation in the past. He's not just an omnipresent God in a general way. He is ever-present in the life of the believer. And John wants us to know that Jesus' love for his disciples will not fail. In light of what is about to happen to Jesus, in light of all the chaos that's about to ensue, Jesus' love for them has not failed and will not fail. Will the disciples understand that completely? No, they will not, but they will get it soon after the resurrection. And those of us who stand on this side of the cross, we see it clearly. When it looks like the lights have gone out on the one who proclaimed to be the light of the world, it's then that his love is most fully displayed. John 15:13 says, greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. There is no greater love. A greater, fuller, more complete love does not exist besides the one that Jesus gives us. Today when you pray, please pray for Jesse Hales and his family, our missionaries in Texas. And also remember the Dong Mei Life Word broadcast in Ghana.